This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work. WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
As man-made climate change causes more problems around the globe, one Chicago company is stepping up with solutions. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Builders Vision was recently named one of Fast Company's top firms for corporate responsibility. It invests in sustainability projects in three key areas: improving the health of our oceans, reducing pollution from farming, and expanding renewable energy. And in a few minutes, we'll hear how the company is doing that work on a very large scale. I sat down with Matt Knott, president and COO of Builders Vision, and Reset sustainability contributor Karen Weigert. She's the director of Loyola University Chicago's Baumhart Center for Social Enterprise and Responsibility. Matt starts us off with more on the mission behind this move.
Builders Vision is an impact platform that was founded by Lucas Walton here in Chicago several years ago.
And for folks who don't know who that is,
he's a member of the Walton family. He's the grandson of Sam and Helen Walton, who started Walmart many, many years ago. And they've done a lot of work through the Walton Family Foundation to support a variety of causes, some of which are related to environmental sustainability. In fact, Lucas has served as the environmental committee chair for the Walton Family Foundation. That's one of the places where he got educated about the issues that we're going to talk about today.
Connected with him.
Yeah, I connected with him. And he came to the issues around food and energy and oceans with the belief that the problems that we're facing in each of those three sectors aren't going to be solved solely by the government. They're not going to be solved solely by the private sector, and they're not going to be solved solely by philanthropy or our charitable work. It's going to require work across all three of those dimensions. And I think that core idea is at the heart of how we've designed Builders Vision as an impact platform.
Yeah. As we talk about those three areas, oceans, agriculture, and energy, I was looking at your website on Builders Vision's website, and it says it's working toward, quote, a food system that affords healthier food to all and restores the environment rather than harming it. So my question to you, Matt, is what you think that looks like for, say, the average person.
We don't realize the issues that are caused by the way that our current food system is designed from farm to fork. And what we're trying to do at Builders Vision is address some of the market failures that show up. And some of that has to do with this drive toward maximizing the volume that we can create on our farmland that, you know, incense the use of things like pesticides, for example, and all the way to the other end of the supply chain, where I think our food system has really deserted certain communities because they're not necessarily the most profitable places to sell food and have retail grocery stores. So our organization is trying to affect those things that are ultimately felt by the consumer. And, you know, we do that through investment and we do it through philanthropy. Mm-hmm. You know, on the sort of very front end of the supply chain, we support investments in companies like Clear Frontier Ag Management, and they're helping farmers transition from conventional farming using things like pesticides and fertilizers to organic farming, where if they can make that transition, they can actually make three times as much money on a bushel of corn or soybeans, for example. But it's a difficult transition because they have to produce at organic standards for 3 years to be USDA certified. That's expensive to do, but they can't command those higher prices for 3 years. So Clear Frontier Ag Management helps to support that transition through bridge financing, but also through technical assistance and helping connect them with other farmers that have made that leap. So that's one of the ways in which our investments are trying to promote a healthier food system. And on the other end of the spectrum, right here in Chicago, we're supporting organizations like Growing Home, for example, the only USDA certified organic farm in the city of Chicago. They do job training. They also obviously produce, you know, fruits and vegetables for sale in grocery stores, but also in restaurants. And we've also, through our philanthropy, supported the Go Green Fresh Market in Englewood, for example, which is trying to address that issue of food deserts and replace maybe not so healthy convenient store food with fresh fruits and vegetables and prepared meals.
Two organizations we've had on the program great work here in Chicago. Karen, let's bring you in because the Baumart Center at Loyola is holding its Leading for Good conference. It's happening next week. I understand Builders Vision will be honored. So tell us about that.
Absolutely. The Baumhart Center's annual event is called Leading for Good. And part of what we're looking for are real examples of practical changes that can lead to the systems that create a healthy, thriving world for all of us. Part of the way we do that is we look for extraordinary organizations through the award structure. And those are the Innovator Awards. We've got 7 esteemed judges from a variety of sectors that help us out with that. And one of our awards is called the Parkinson Award for Purpose and Profit. And it's the award for holistic integration that truly marries profit and purpose at the core of an entity. And Builders Vision is this year's winner.
Mm. What else is on tap for the Leading for Good conference?
Leading for Good is a full day of inspiration and connection of change makers who are across sectors. So for-profit, nonprofit, and government. So what Matt's talking about their work with for-profit investing and philanthropy, that's the kind of thing that we'll be looking at. But we've got specific panels and discussions on collaboration between sectors, on communicating in these challenging times, around inspiring examples of innovators who've started their own organizations to help drive some of these changes.
Yeah. And so let's go back, Matt, and talk more about the scale here, right? We began the conversation by talking about your connection to Lucas Walton, right? Builders Vision has put more than $3 billion into supporting organizations like the ones you mentioned a moment ago that are taking on environmental challenges, right, over the next 5 years. Talk more about how that's possible.
We have built a really capable team, and we've attracted, I think, like-minded investors and people who care about the future and these issues, and are bringing real sort of professional discipline to the deployment of our philanthropic capital and our assets and our investments into these sectors. And we've also attracted people who help us think about impact measurement and management. So how do we understand not only the financial returns of the investments that we've made, but the environmental returns as well? And so we're grateful, frankly, for having attracted someone who's leading our impact measurement and management practice. Joanna Cohen came to us from the MacArthur Foundation, and not only is she helping us think about how we measure impact and manage it and build it into our due diligence process on the investment side and our grant making and reporting process on the philanthropy side, but she's also providing that kind of support to the organizations that we invest in so that they can tell their story and attract more capital as well.
Let's listen to the founder of Builders Vision, Lucas Walton. Here he is reflecting on the organization's unique position to affect change.
When you think about food as its own sector, and then agricultural as its own sector, like these are massive, massive problems. And so we need to work on creating many more opportunities. And I think that Builders Vision is that laboratory in which we can work with partners to help structure the best opportunities possible.
I like that. He says it's like a laboratory. Right, but Matt?
He believes in the power of the demonstration effect.
Yeah.
You know, I think one of the things that makes Builders Vision really unique is and different than other organizations, whether it's corporations that might have their own foundation or university endowments, for example, or traditional asset managers, is the typical mentality is we make money over here and then we take a little percentage of it and we give it away for good over there through charitable giving. We have a totally different philosophy, which is that our entire capital stack from NGO to IPO and everything in between really should be aligned with our values and our mission. And that it's not that profit and purpose are at odds with one another. In fact, we think purpose-driven businesses can be more attractive businesses. And we want to demonstrate that that's possible, that you can do good and make money, and that that ultimately leads to really scalable solutions.
Yeah, I'm also wondering how you measure impact.
Some of it is looking at our practices and the kinds of questions that we ask of the companies that we invest in, the grantees that we support.
About, because you're vetting these organizations.
Yeah, what are they measuring? Are they measuring carbon that they're helping to abate? Are they measuring jobs that they're helping to create in the new economy? You know, we talked a little bit about food and ag earlier, and just in the last several years, the financial support that we provided to those sorts of organizations has helped us to support the creation of over 14,000 jobs in sustainable food and agriculture, to protect over 2.5 million acres of sustainably managed land, and to help abate, you know, over 3 million metric tons of carbon. So we want to get better and better at telling that story.
Yeah.
Because I think that makes the financial returns even that much more attractive if you can talk about the kind of environmental impact it's having too.
Karen, do you think business leaders have a responsibility to promote the health of the planet?
Absolutely. And also to Matt's point, I think in the long run, it's just better business. And so when we think overall about a thriving community, we all need food that is fundamentally rooted in ecosystems. So in the long run, we have to do it. But in the near term, it's an opportunity for distinction, for innovation, for talent attraction and retention. And thinking across sectors is really how you address those great challenges regardless. So yeah. I do think absolutely there is. I think every sector, though, has that responsibility.
This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work. WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Lucas Walton describes their work as attempting to shift markets and minds. What do you think about that strategy, Karen?
Let's go with yes and yes.
Yes
and, absolutely. And this is really what's exciting is we live in the economy that we have here in the U.S. and then globally. It has provided extraordinary opportunities in many ways, and it's leaving some folks behind, and it's increasingly threatening the planet. So this is the system we need to change. And ultimately, it gets changed when individuals make the choices that are before them. Sometimes it's as a consumer. Sometimes it's as a business leader and an investor. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's as someone leading a specific part of an organization. But that combination of changing the minds so that people are thinking about what they can do ultimately leads to changing the system, which is better for all of us.
What strategies do you use to do this, Matt?
Well, I think we try to identify purpose-driven businesses that have an advantage business plan. Through our venture capital team, for example, S2G Ventures, we've invested in a company called Hazel Technologies that's based here in Chicago, and they have a proprietary approach to trying to improve product shelf life and reduce food waste, you know, through the food system, kind of building a little bit of a force field around fruits and vegetables as they move through the distribution system. So reduces waste, improves profitability, attractive business model, better for people and better for the planet.
Sounds simple. What is next, though, for Builders Vision? And your message for other investors and philanthropists listening right now?
You know, I do think that while we've made a big impact already deploying over $3 billion to 450 plus organizations, I think we're really just getting started. We're excited about the future, and it's going to require some patience. These changes don't happen overnight. We want to amplify the demonstration effect that I talked about earlier and be able to convene people and partners and connect them. We recently held, for example, in our offices, held a convening with the Nature Conservancy of people from around the state of Illinois and organizations that are focused on sustainable agriculture and food distribution and to share ideas, but also to connect people and ideas to funding. Wow. So we want to do more of that.
I understand the Leading for Good conference is sold out, Karen, but there are other ways that folks can learn about Baumhart events. Can you share that?
Absolutely. And Baumhart is really about connecting change makers to great ideas and to each other. So we have upcoming events. We have obviously Leading for Good. We'll share some information, including videos of our awardees. So that's available to everyone.
Congrats, Matt.
Thank you very much. We're honored.
Absolutely, as are we. We have a half-day session on reporting for impact as people think about how do you tell the story and data of the kinds of changes that are needed. And we have an MBA program 100% focused on social and environmental impact. The next two application deadlines are March and May. It's an evening program, and it's focused on cohorts and impact. So we want to create those knowledge and networks together.
The work continues, right? That's Karen Weigert, Reset Sustainability Contributor and Director of Loyola University Chicago's Baumhart Center for Social Enterprise and Responsibility, and Matt Knott, who's President and Chief Operating Officer of Builders Vision. Thank you both.
Thanks for having us.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Linnea Dominic, edited by Meha Ahmed and Dan Tucker, and mixed by Max Lubers. Remember to listen to the show this afternoon for our weekly news recap, where we share what you need to know about the biggest stories in Chicago and Illinois. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely